In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The collect appointed for today, my friends, this 21st Sunday after Trinity, is brief. Yet, it touches the very heart of Christian faith. It's a prayer for mercy. It is a prayer for pardon. It's a prayer for peace. And it asks that the faithful, being cleansed from sin, might serve God with a quiet mind. There is no longer a blessing or no greater blessing than that. The peace of a conscience set at rest by the forgiveness of God and the strength to live in faithful service to Him. The scriptures appointed for today are from Isaiah, from the Old Testament, from Ephesians, and from the Gospel of John. And the three of them show us three aspects of that peace. And if we look at them carefully, we'll see that, number one, God's mercy in salvation. Number two, His strength in the battle of faith. And number three, the quiet confidence that comes from believing in His word. In the Old Testament from Isaiah, we hear of a time when truth had fallen in the streets and justice was turned backward. And Isaiah the prophet from chapter 59 paints a picture of a world where righteousness seemed lost and there was none to intercede for the oppressed. But then we read these words of hope from Isaiah. He says, "The Lord saw it, and the Lord was displeased, and He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, His arm brought salvation unto him." Isaiah here, my friends, reveals the mercy of God acting on behalf of His people. When mankind could not save itself, God Himself became a redeemer. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon His head. That very image that St. Paul takes on in his letter to the Ephesians for today. So what is this message? The message is clear. Salvation does not begin with man's effort, but salvation begins with God's grace. When we were powerless, He stretched forth His arm to redeem us. This is the divine initiative that lies behind every act of mercy. The same love that sent Jesus Christ into the world, not to condemn, but to save. Jesus came into the world not to condemn, but to save. So Isaiah's vision closes with God's promise from Isaiah 59. He says, "My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart." It is an assurance, my friends, that God will sustain his people by his Spirit and by his word. The same Spirit who strengthens us in the Christian life today. Same Spirit. And we look at the epistle for today. St. Paul urges the Christians at Ephesus to be strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Christian life, my friends, is a spiritual conflict, not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness, the unseen enemies of the soul, darkness. So to live faithfully in this world is to stand firm against temptation. To live faithfully in this world is to stand firm against discouragement. To live faithfully in this world is to stand firm against deceit. But we must remember we are not left defenseless. St. Paul describes the whole armor of God, the truth that girds us, the righteousness that protects us, the gospel of peace that steadies our feet, the shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation that guards our minds, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So each piece of this armor points us back to Jesus Christ himself. He is our truth. He is our righteousness. He is our peace. And he is our salvation. So the Christian's strength, your strength and my strength, lies not in self-confidence, but our strength lies in dependence upon the Lord. When we put on Christ by faith, we stand clothed in his might. And we notice that St. Paul concludes this exhortation not with a call to triumph. He concludes this call, he concludes this exhortation with a call to prayer. St. Paul says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. The soldier of Christ fights best upon his knees. The soldier of Christ fights best upon her knees. The quiet mind for which we pray in the collect is not the mind of one who has escaped the battle, but of one who trusts wholly in the captain of his salvation. The captain of our salvation. And finally, in the gospel, according to St. John, we hear of the noble man from Capernaum who came to Jesus, beseeching him to heal his dying son. His faith at first was small. His faith at first was uncertain. He wanted signs and wonders. But Jesus said to him simply, go your way, go thy way, thy son liveth. The nobleman believed the word that Jesus had spoken. And that very hour, his child was healed. What do we see here, my friends? Here we see what saving faith truly is. Trusting the word of Christ even before we see the result. Trusting. The nobleman's faith began as a desperate plea, but it grew into confident obedience. He went his way, resting not on evidence, but resting on the promise of the Lord. And when he returned home and found his son well, he realized that the healing came at the very hour that Jesus had spoken. And St. John tells us, he himself believed, and his whole house. What do we gather from this gospel for today? The gospel is not only a story of physical healing, but of spiritual renewal. He and his whole house. It teaches us that true faith listens, believes, and obeys. True faith listens, believes, and obeys. It takes Christ at his word and finds peace in doing so. The quiet mind of which our collect speaks is born in this kind trust, a faith that relies wholly on the mercy and truth of God. Pardon, peace, and strength in Christ. So when we hold these lessons together from Isaiah, from Ephesians, and from John, a beautiful unity emerges. Isaiah shows us the mercy of God reaching down to redeem a fallen world. St. Paul calls us to take up the armor of faith and righteousness in the same divine strength. And St. John's Gospel, we see how the believer's heart is stilled and made strong by trusting the word of Christ. So we return to the collect with deeper understanding. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace. Pardon for the past, that we may be cleansed from sin. Peace for the present, that our hearts may rest in God's mercy, and strength for the future, that we may serve him with quiet confidence, wearing the armor of faith and walking by the light of his word. The light of Israel. So let us then, my friends, in the midst of the world's confusion, remember that our Redeemer reigns, our Captain leads, and our Savior speaks. His word still brings life. His grace still brings peace. And his spirit still gives strength. And so, strengthened by his mercy, may we serve him with a quiet mind until the day when faith shall become sight and we shall see the King in his beauty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.